It was an age of innocence, shattered by a world at war. Ordinary people did great deeds at home and overseas, and their lives were changed forever. They've been called the greatest generation, and WNDU-TV is honored to share the stories of some of our local brave men and women. And as we celebrate our nation's independence, we pay tribute to the veterans who helped keep America free. Join us for a new Center 16 special half-hour presentation, A Generation of Heroes, Monday at 5. It's coverage you can count on. She was a standout athlete on the Notre Dame women's basketball team and went on to serve her country in Iraq. But Danielle Green faces a new battle.
I lost my left hand in war, and now I'm a right-handed person.
Now she's back in the States and sharing her story with News Center 16.
I think it's a story of inspiration, a story of determination, motivation, and not giving up.
Follow Danielle's road to recovery Thursday on News Center 16 at 10. The Venetian Festival celebrates its 26th year in St. Joseph, Michigan, July 15th through the 18th. And WNDU-TV is your Venetian station, with News Center 16 broadcasting live from the Lake Michigan shore throughout the day on July 16th. Don't miss any of the fun. Buy a gate pass and enjoy all the music and attractions like Three Dog Night, Trick Pony, Blue Oyster Cult, Lou Gramm's Foreigner, and Better Than Ezra. And catch News Center 16 live from the Venetian Festival. It's coverage you can count on. Valentine's Day, 1929. Seven men executed in a hail of gunfire in one of the most notorious mob killings in history. So how did the murder weapons end up in this Michiana house? Tomorrow on 16 Morning News, Carrie Houston takes you inside the home of a brutal mobster.
It was once a hangout for Capone and his gangsters when the heat was on in Chicago, but there's still a lot of history lurking beneath the surface.
It's an infamous piece of Michiana history revealed. Tomorrow on 16 Morning News. They're the moments we share together.
The Americans win gold in the relay again.
The memories we'll never forget. Throughout the Olympics on 16 Morning News, we'll relive the best moments from overnight and check in on how our local athletes are doing. Plus, get a personal view of the games from Michiana Dr. Steve Simons, on hand in Athens to care for our track and field athletes.
Literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Join us for 16 Morning News, every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Olympic coverage you can count on.